I met Mike and Lori Leahy, and they've made movies in Hollywood for the past 20-some-odd years, 25 to 30 films, big screen movies, and in the secular arena, so they really know how to make movies. But when I met them, that was just pushed me over the top, because I just love them, and they love the Lord, and they've started a whole new company to, I guess, to be the shingle over movies that have a message that are making a difference. And this has been a little bit of Mike's testimony. I'm sorry, Mike. This was his goal after graduating from, you know, a Christian university and going to Hollywood to make movies. He was sort of blackballed as, you know, what the heck are you doing? And but this has always been his goal, to get trained so that we could have high-quality films with high-quality messages. And so with no further ado, I want to introduce you to Mike and Lori Leahy, who are in from calling in from California.
Thank you, Mel.
You're welcome.
Hi, this is Mike. Lori, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, honey. So yeah, that is kind of a quick background on how we met, and the divine appointments were numerous. One little aside that I'll let this group know is that, you know, in your day, you're running around Hollywood, and it's a bit of a small town, but I ended up at 1:05 realizing that I needed to jump on this phone call. Very excited, by the way, Dicep, thank you for putting this together. And I happened to be parked in the building that, when I first drove out here from Chicago in 1985, was one of the first places I worked. It's a building on Coango West Boulevard, right across from Universal. In fact, I'm staring out of a window. And so I thought, well, I might as well. It's quiet in this hallway. I'll just take the call here. And I'm realizing now that the 23-year-old Mike Leahy sat in the same building wondering, you know, how can I make a difference? And so now, to be on this call talking about this movie, it's kind of come full circle. And there's no reason I'm here. I just happened to have a meeting, and it ended up moving to this building. So I'm calling from kind of my very early roots. And as Mel said, I didn't come out to Hollywood to make quote-unquote Christian movies. I came out to make movies that impacted the world, and found myself very blessed and prolific in making movies that helped me find a craft. They weren't necessarily changing the world. In fact, I think that young man that stood in the same building so many years ago was moved by a movie called Chariots of Fire, and just kind of formulated what I'd hoped to do. And so now, 2010, to have an opportunity to tell Keith and Melody's life together, I couldn't ask for a better project to try to match the impact of that particular movie that I saw when I was 18 challenged me. So that's what we hope to do. We're not looking to make a cheap little movie. We're trying to make it with artistic credibility and with top talent in this town, but hopefully always with talent that knows what we're making and is behind it for more than just a paycheck. We're in the process of writing the script, which an intercessor line. There's a myriad of things that we could ask you right now to lift up. Even though some of those decisions aren't being made now, they will be, and we could start planting seeds in heavenly places for the right people to come on board. But we have a writer. His name is Joel Soissonne, and Joel is busily working on the second and third acts of the film. He's delivered to Lori and I kind of the first window into where this film is going, and having had experience reading scripts and knowing what we've wanted for this film for now a couple of years that we've been kind of planning. We've only gone public 3 months ago that we're doing this. It was just a blessing to see the story unfold, because the way Lori and I see it is that it's a love story on kind of a world platform, but also a love story in a heavenly platform. So the Mel and Keith story is going to be kind of an anchor for viewers that might not have a Judeo-Christian worldview, that just want to see a quality movie about an amazing couple that arrived in the scene and changed the world, attempted to make a difference. This movie will work for them. And also the audience that Dicep already mentioned are a little bit older that know who Keith was and what their ministry was. This movie will work for them as well. But we're not really catering to the Christian market. We want to tell a real story about a real couple, struggles and all, that elevates the purpose of the truth that they found and really communicate that love. And of course, being based on actual events, dealing with a real tragic twist at the end, which I think will level the playing field for people that just think that Christianity is happy-go-lucky. I mean, there's a real tragedy that happens at this film, and yet want to redeem that time with hope as you walk out of that theater wondering, what am I doing with my life? And how can I change? Not just change myself, but change the world around me. So we're really excited about it. You can pray for the writer.
I made a list.
Great.
Jump in right here. So yeah, I mean, Mike and I just personally want to thank everyone who's on this phone call, and just want you to know that intercessory prayer intercessors are just as vital as any other person who takes part of this film. And we just personally want to thank you for coming alongside of us and seeing God's will done in this. And so, first of all, I don't know if you have a pen, but we're just going to list a few things and keep in touch with this as we go. Number one, the Holy Spirit's direction. We have committed ourselves to the Holy Spirit's direction. As we do in our lives, we wouldn't put this aside and say, okay, this is what we will do, but just really, truly, that we hear and we see what the Holy Spirit is doing in this film. So number one, the impact of the film begins with the script. The script is, we have Melody's wonderful book, and there's a lot of information and details, and it's all very gripping, which is the reason that we're making the film, is because we were gripped by it. We were passionate about what was happening in the 70s, and we're passionate about what God's doing now and what He's about to do, the things He's about to unleash in the world. So, but the impact of the film begins with the script, and so Mike has already asked you to pray for Joel as he's writing, for creative inspiration, for divine inspiration, to tell this story well, to take the elements that are in the book, the many things that are in the book, and to distill it into a well-told story. So please pray for Joel. Pray for the preparation for the director. Our next step after we have the script is to pursue directors, a director who will tell it with passion. It can't be someone who, like Mike said, wants to just collect a paycheck. They have to be passionate about this story and that they tell it with excellence. And we have a need right now for funding for the film to begin to come in. That is a need for us right now. And so if you would just pray with us and agree that the funding for the film will begin to come in even now. And then next, for actors with excellence to be moved towards God's heart in the Holy Spirit revelation of the story that they are portraying. And these are the things that we are committed to, like I said, watch and hear. When the Holy Spirit says this person, that's the person that will be chosen. And we have committed to yield to the Holy Spirit's leading on all these things. And so, but just as you pray with us now, actors with excellence, and that they will be moved on by the Holy Spirit. They will actually be moved on and they will be compelled. The best actors are ones who you cannot tell are acting. So we want the impact of the Holy Spirit to actually be coming in and moving these actors that are chosen. So thank you Thank you, intercessors. Thank you so much for agreeing with us. We just are blessed to have you alongside of us.
We really want this to be an authentic movie, and we're not afraid to show my flaws or Keith's flaws. It's not going to be like these were two great people, you know, who got saved and then became even almost perfect. You know, that would be a lie. But we want to show the journey. You know, we really want to show the journey of how we landed on Jesus, and then what that did, and how that totally catapulted our life into another direction. And to be honest with you, you know, we've been praying and talking about, you know, how do we end this movie where it has hope and where people just don't walk out, because hopefully by the end of the film they've fallen in love with Keith and our family, our kids, and Keith and two of our kids die and I'm, you know, pregnant and have a 1-year-old. You know, we want it can't go like way far past that, because that's another story. But, you know, we're going to need God to show us how, and Joel, you know, because he's working on that now. How do you bring this around to nothing trite, like, oh, yippee, well, Keith died and he's in heaven. Oh, well, that's good. And all these other people got saved because of that. Well, you know. You know, that's a trite answer that the world, that's why the world thinks Christians are a bit off the chain, because, you know, they think, well, we don't grieve and we don't, you know, we're just happy the person's in heaven. And of course we are, but I'll tell you, it was a long season of grieving. And so not just, you know, putting the whole story together in an hour and a half, let's say, is a challenge. So, we just need to know that and know how to end it. And we want it raw and authentic and real and show the searching. And, you know, and you, if you've read the book, you know, you know there's a lot of stuff in there that isn't in your typical quote-unquote Christian movie. And so we want to know how to handle those things with tact and with dignity. But at the same time, you know, and not imply that, you know, we were just a couple of good kids. And so we really need your prayers, and these are ongoing prayers, and there'll probably be more. And Mike and Lori, you forgot to mention your website. And so
yeah, well, let me just say that if anybody wants to contact us, we're in this early stage, and there's a website that actually we just kind of tweet for the new company. The new company is called Strike Accord, but it's ACCORD, and it's something that I heard in college that really resonated with me as a student at a Christian university, to strike a chord in people's hearts. And so we made yes, so strikeaccord.com is the new website. That kind of, you'll learn a little bit more about who we are, maybe even see our faces, and contact us. Let us know what you're praying for, and feel free to ask any questions. You know, we're again at this early stage. We would love to ramp up by the end of the year, early next year in production. We've been kind of working on this in the shadows, and now that we're public and the script is being written, I want to put the pedal to the floor and get this film done. And it's funny how God sometimes is much more patient than we are, but he's kind of held my hands for this time, and I just feel like timing is right now. So strikeaccord.com is a little bit more information, and you can get a hold of us and just let us know that you're there and praying.